I'm here to rap. I ain't gotta rap shit. God bless the man born with two hands to wash his own face. Solo dolo on some Kid Cudi shit. Congratulations if you made it this far. Pat yourself on the back. You know, go stand the music when you hear it, baby. Claude Ray. My nigga got one foot on y'all neck, another foot in y'all ass. 2,000 and a quarter. Let us pray. God, God. Amen. Amen.
This almost sound like foreign territory.
It does.
I'm the only one alive and there was none before me.
What?
Niggas say they want my spot while I was getting cozy. He don't know me
at all.
I sensei the shinobi. Don't approach me.
I told y'all.
All that talk cheap. You can't afford me.
Can't.
In my image, y'all was molded.
Yeah.
That's good cause I was golden. And you can only hope to be.
Pray for
remain
it.
Discreet. Killing beats. I don't show up grief
without
nobody gave a fuck.
They did.
Until I changed my beat.
Yeah.
And now they fuck her up.
They do.
I threw away the reef.
Nigga.
They told me never hold a grudge. But that's hard when they can see you. They still leave you in the mud. Swallow pride. Ask for help. Wouldn't touch me with a glove. So I put that on my love.
Love.
I'ma make them swallow blood. And that's hard cause. For a second, I believed y'all.
Real shit.
Line them up, let them pray to God.
Pray to God.
If this the last words you hear from me, make sure you take away my energy, energy, energy. Taking everything that's meant for me, meant for me. Bet these suckers won't do shit to me, shit to me. If this the last word you hear from me, hear from me. Just know these rappers still pretending G, tending G. Claude and Ray on a killing spree. That's all I see.
I don't believe, I don't believe, I don't believe.
And done, you're there. something that I might have said.
Hey, fuckface!
Please let's forgive and prepare.
Fuck you, crazy!
Our future looks bright ahead.
I just spoke to your daddy. You're gonna come live with grandma now. Okay?
Don't be cruel. To a heart that's true.
Even though she wasn't like the best guardian, she taught him everything he knew about life.
Bag that shit up, put in your fucking tidy whiteys. Pops ain't gonna pat down a fucking 10-year-old.
Look at grandma wearing a hot pants.
They don't want to be fucking accused of being fucking pederasts. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't really know much about his mom. His grandma never really liked to talk about her, except to occasionally say,
"Your mama had a pure heart. But your daddy always took advantage of that." Let me tell you something, Snowflake. There's a short supply of kindness in this world. People sniff it out, and they swoop right the fuck in. Whenever I fall in love, one instinct. Can't trust.
Let's go like that she didn't treat him like a kid.
All right, today we're going to learn about weight and volume.
He went to school, and when he paid attention, he did well.
There's 28.5 grams in an ounce.
How many ounces in a pound?
16.
Especially in math. And then one day, he came home from school.
Oh, fucking day I fucking had.
He didn't know who the baby was. But so much always happened so fast, he decided it was better not to ask questions.
You remember the white crab with the fucking bowl cut?
Who the fuck brings a kid to a drug deal?
He ain't a kid, asshole. He's my partner. Sold me 10 grand of fucking bare ass spring. Fuck the spunk up the ass, Snowflake.
We can make each other happy.
Look at him, he's a cute little bastard. Sad story, though. Some cunt mother gave him to me as collateral. He's out to 10 p.m. Hey, can I get the pop off? Call me when his mama gets here.
The baby was really cute. But no matter what he did, he couldn't get him to stop crying. He probably just missed his mom.
He ends up eating so much fucking McDonald's, he gives himself diabetes, right? Next thing you know, they're chopping off his fucking feet, right? 3 years later, he fucking drops dead. So I call the fucking cops and say, "Oh, you gotta fucking arrest Ronald fucking McDonald?" I don't know. No, I don't fucking call. Because it's fucking Uncle Carl's fault. Nobody's told him to fucking eat McDonald's for fucking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You understand? Watch this fucking kid. Come on, get the baby. Oh, what the fuck are you doing? Come here. Let me take it. No, get the... Yeah. fucking kid. He's eating fucking cigarettes. Now you're fucking one of us, right? What are you, a little fucking ashtray? Fucking living your best life in the fucking jacuzzi here.
Fesco knew that his grandma wasn't normal and did things that maybe other parents wouldn't do. But they were a family.
Yeah. What? He's at the family donut right now?
His grandma also taught him that despite what they teach you in school, violence is sometimes the best possible way to solve a problem.
I spy with my little eye, crack a little bowl cut.
Doesn't know why he did what he did, but he did it anyway. That was his first dark spot. He didn't really remember anything for at least 2 months. Just an occasional image and an overwhelming fear about who was going to take care of Ashtray.
I don't feel too good. I'm going to lay down.
He never really blamed his grandma. She never really apologized for it. But he knew she felt bad. He found his grandma on the floor of the bathroom. Fez didn't want to call 911 for obvious reasons, so he decided to drive her car to the hospital, which took forever. It was definitely a mistake. The doctor even said it.
Is she going to be okay?
Every second counts.
The next thing he knew, he had a business to run. And a little brother to take care of. It got harder and more complicated. Because the more you move up in the world, the more enemies you make. He wondered how his grandma would deal with someone like Nate. But he didn't have his grandma. Just Ash. Was his brother. He loved him like a brother. And when shit went down,
Nate got caught up dealing with some bullshit.
You got raided.
They ain't find nothing on me. They ain't got shit on me.
He'd go to war like a brother.
I hope not.
your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Take money.
West Side, bad boy
take
killers.
Money.
You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First don't fuck your bitch.
In the click you play. West Side, when we ride, come and quick, we get. You claim to be a player, but I fuck you want.
Yo, it's up here, all right.
Fuck the look.
Plus, don't be trying to see me. We cross our bridge. Biggie falls in your pocket.
Get some more cash, bitches.
We keep on coming while we burning, but your rules steady burning. Keep on fussing at the booth.
You know the rules?
You see the go at your own
power. If you cut your young ass up, you need a piece. I'm being deceased.
No kid, don't fuck around with real cheese. Quick to snatch your lucky ass off the street.
Tantas tierras en el mundo, tantos mares por nacer, tanto viento en mi cabeza. No sé más lo que hacer. Tantos locos en un loco. Cuántas malas por vencer. Tanta gente sin saber.
Afternoon is here. You're used to hearing DJ Mark and his show Dropped the Charges. But today I sub in my name is Fuck. on Friday mornings, 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. With my show, Spontaneous Innuendos. Check me out every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. That's where you could find me. Music you heard, the great and powerful Manu Chao. Dig it. I hope you dig it. I hope you liked it. I hope you felt it. That was Manu Chao, Tantas Tierras. Live praying for change around the world. Song around the world. Too good. Too awesome. Before that, something from Euphoria. Euphoria. I think it was episode 1, season 2. You know, I'm a fan of it, mainly because I never lived that life. And not just the drug life of selling drugs, but also like the teenager, high school, dodging pregnancies, 2 abortions, cocaine, acid, cock, pussy, underage, middle-aged. I didn't live any of that life, so emphasis on the high school sexual activities especially, you know, so that's how it goes. But I like Euphoria, and there's supposed to be a new Euphoria coming up. We'll see when it happens. Other music up in that set, guys. Other music up in that set. Music you heard. Let's see. So much music, so little time. We heard music from Hani El Khatib with the song Weep No More from the Netflix series Death by Lightning. We also had Future Rats with Quest Love, The Dawn. We also had By Request, Boys to Men, You Know. Also had some Ferris. Blusa with the song Claude and Ray. We also had Lifeguard with Ultra Violence. And we started off the whole set with Karumbin with the song Balls and Pins 2. We're caught up. Remember, you guys can get requests 415-766-4428 to everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. Or hit me up at itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. You could do that. It'll all be there. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. We shine here in the mission. Climb the ladder, walk through the door. Hear a song that asks you to want it some more. The big man is here. The weekend is still here. Friday is here. Hope you have a day off. Hope you're gonna do good. Excited in 2 weeks, guys. I'm excited in 2 weeks. I'm gonna go see Evanescence. But I'm also gonna go see Sublime, guys. Aw. I'm excited about it, guys. December 14th in San Jose. I knew they were gonna come my way. Sublime coming in to San Jose. You know, I've seen Sublime with Room. I've seen when Sublime went on the road in like 1998, I think. 98 or 99. 1999. When they went as Long Beach Double All Stars and the members of Sublime were still in it, I've seen that. And then I seen Bradley Knoll's son, Jacob Knoll. When he had his band in San Jose at the Ritz in downtown San Jose. So I am excited to see Sublime. With the son, Jacob Knoll. It's gonna be awesome, guys. It's gonna be awesome. I'm excited to see it. And don't forget, Evanescence is gonna be there. Ladies and gentlemen, Evanescence. What a trip. I never thought I would see that band, guys. 100%. That's a band I never thought I would see. Now I just happen to see them. I'm going to happen to see them. Now, Yellow Card is on the bill as well. Those are pretty much the three big names. Yellow Card is on the bill. I thought for sure I'd see Yellow Card before Evanescence. So I was like, yeah, I'm sure I'll come across Yellow Card. And I might have already seen them already, but I could be wrong. I'm sure they were like at a BFD. But Evanescence? Man, that's gonna be nuts. You know? But it's gonna be cool. Watch, they're gonna steal the show, Evanescence. You're gonna see me come back with the Evanescence tattoo, Evanescence shirt, Evanescence underwear, Evanescence cologne, Evanescence lunch pail. You're gonna see me walk around with the Evanescence socks, with my Evanescence hat, and my Evanescence Anonymous. For some reason, when I see Evanescence, I think Hot Topic. I don't know if I'm right or if I'm wrong, but that's what I see. You're gonna see Fockle turn goth. I think it's about time I go into my goth period. Maybe it's time. Why not? Maybe 40s is made for goth. You know, maybe it's time for me to get some Hot Topic gift cards. Hey, maybe it's time, guys, for me to start reading some manga. Maybe it's time for some, to bring back some steel-toe black boots. Maybe I'm going to put on some fishnets, too. Why not? Fishnets on my legs. Fishnet gloves. All black hair. I'm going to turn this gray hair into black. Eyeshadow, black eyeshadow, here I come. Why not, guys? Fockle goes goth. I win electric. Why not go goth? Why not, guys? There's nothing wrong with that. Be a man. You want to be the big dog? You want to run with the wolves? Go goth. I've been here. It's time. Evanescence, here I come. I only know one song from Evanescence. And now one song is going to turn me into goth. I know there's a lot of people, but Evanescence got hits. Evanescence is the truth. And they better not cancel Evanescence. I want to see it bring me to life. That's what I want to hear. Or how about My Immortal? Evanescence gonna join the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They put on an album in 2003. Be a man. Put them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I would like to see that. I would like to feel that. It's time for Fockle to go goth, guys. What do you think? We're taking votes. You know, maybe I'll combine two things I never was. Maybe it's time. Think it's time I combine two things I never was in life. I'm gonna be goth / cholo. Holy shit, has it ever been done before? Goth, cholo. Them together. It's gonna be cholothic. A gascholo. I think it's time, guys. You know, we're not getting any younger. It's time to shine. It's time to recline. It's time to combine. It's time to realize. Maybe it'll be like a meltdown. Things will break down. There's gotta be some gothic cholos around. Let's let it happen. Both groups have been persecuted for many years. Both groups. They're following. I think it's time. A cholo and a goth come together. I know it's had to come together in adult movies. Maybe you know people. Done that. You give me a call, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Or you could email me at itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. And I gotta give a shout out to Dr. Baby. Your request will be coming up this musical block. All will be well, Dr. Baby. Thanks so much for the request. And remember, DJ Mark returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2 with the show Drop the Charges. All will be well. In Monterey at a brothel right now, enjoying themselves. He's in the jacuzzi. He's in the middle. It looks like a Hooters soup. Jug stew. A breast goulash. With DJ Mark in the middle and all girls around him. And all their hands are underneath the water. You can't see their hands. But this was going out to DJ Mark. DJ Mark plays the good soul. He plays the good music. And this is from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a tribute to Sly Stone. Coming through right now. Shouts out to all. Radio! Valencia.
So the dancers just don't hide.
Hear the horns go with Cynthia on the floor.
sunshine. Dedicate to all crews, dedicate to all people everywhere all around. Sometimes you're feeling lost, but are you ready to be found? You're listening to Echo 45, the number one sound. We go deeper, we say deeper.
You found